Gallatin. The program you need contains information and events that may affect the lives of all people, even you. Friends, at this time, Galaxy introduces thoughts of our space friends on the subject in which we are all interested, the subject of man. I take great pleasure in introducing another brother known to us as Hapton.
Greetings, O children of the light. I am Hapton. It is my great privilege to speak at this time on a subject which I would like to call a profile of man. In the beginning of all creation, first came a thought form from our Supreme One, or Creator. This form spread through the cosmos and burst with a shining reality into being. From this came all that is and ever will be. A thought clothed in love and beauty, bearing the essence of all consciousness. From the beginning of that known as time, to that which is understood to be eternity. This thought, manifesting on all planes of vibration, sweeping in ever-expanding cycles of consciousness awareness, permeated the fabric of that known as matter. And lo, life had its beginnings. Not all consciousness started at the same level of beginning. Many subdivisions, many groups of a kind, raised its glittering spirals of consciousness upwards and outwards in an ever-ascending spiral. And amidst these various forms of creation, there came that known as man. Man unenlightened, groping about in a mist, but ever feeling an underlying pulse, a deep current or surge of that finer thread linking him back through all of time and space to his Creator. Man, setting forth, wandering through the mists of eternity, reaching ever upwards, outwards, and gradually sensing the light permeating all that is about him and reacting to those subtler nuances as expressions and experience began to filter into his consciousness. Throughout all time, on all planets, throughout all universes, that which is man is common in thought, in shape, in essence, a thing of beauty. And now we see man traversing the corridors and pathways up through time, evolving and experiencing. Our Creator, in all awareness, gave that part of his creation known as man, that known as woman, woman, the higher intuitive and inspirational counterpart of man, his opposite polarity, so that expression might evolve on a balanced basis. One phase feeling the positiveness of masculinity, the other the heartfulness of femininity. For like all forms of creation, man must be a balanced creation, growing and experiencing in a way foreordained, so that in his path, greater events of magnitude may confront him for his observation. Now let us look upon man in his present state, in his position upon your planet, the Earth. We see a man who is slightly confused. Knowing the touches of great joys and harmonies at one instant, and of frustration and bitterness at another. Yet if we look closely, if we look beneath the veneer that his civilization has clothed him in, if we look within that known as his heart, we see a tiny silver thread which glows with an ever-increasing brilliance. For man, regardless of his nature, of his outlook, regardless of his beliefs, can never separate himself from his cosmic destiny. May deviate from the path. He may branch off the path he knows is his, but his journeys are never allowed to stretch too far afield. There comes a time in every experience of this relationship called life, when this that is called man looks inward, when he finds dissatisfactions present in his outward environment, and when he looks within, he cannot help but see that which is cloaked him from the outside. Instead, he sees an essence, a reality that truly is. He sees beauty and light and grandeur and omnipotence. And now we look forward. We look forward to that which man will become in the eons stretching before him. We see truly a man liberated, experiencing that thing called freedom, and knowing and awareness with all that is, sensing this thing called love. And beyond this, we see man whose shackles of incompetence, of limitation, of identity have been cast loose. And we see in its place awareness and at oneness. If only, my brothers and sisters, you could witness from our vantage point, that which lies ahead and in store for your people. The heritage of this thing, creation called man, stretches into boundless depths of not only this universe, but those that lie beyond. For gradually, as man ascends this ever-tightening, and ascending spiral. He senses that from which he sprang. He feels with great love and great longing the original thought which was his creation. And then man slowly undergoes the transformation. His cycles of existence, no longer known as life, become cycles of being. He transcends all that is known of physical matter and enters into those regions known only to those who inhabit them. And again, he becomes a god within a god, a thing of majesty, a ray of light, charging his way through interwoven universes, letting his particles touch one planet. There, my brothers and sisters, we shall leave this creation called man. May our infinite one's light be with all of you. May I have been of some service. Adonai Vasu Barakas. I am at time.
Thank you, Half-Dog.